This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
The Supreme Court of Canada's decision regarding the continuation of the InSite supervised injection site has been seen as a victory for harm reduction policies and provincial and individual rights. It has also been portrayed as a repudiation of the Harper government's focus on incarceration and punishment as an approach for dealing with drug-related social and health problems, a triumph of reason over ideology. Now a larger question looms. What impacts might this decision have beyond the Vancouver Supervised Injection Program, which is the only program of its kind in North America? Is it possible that the court's decision reflects a fundamental change in the way Canadian society approaches and deals with addiction and its associated harms?
We're joined on the phone by James Boxshall, who is the Acting Executive Director at AIDS Vancouver Island. Welcome to People First Radio, James.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
James, what are your thoughts and reactions to this ruling by the Supreme Court?
Well, I think our reaction has been one of great pleasure. The Supreme Court ruling has firmly put evidence-based practice at the forefront of public health, and I think that's a very strong message.
Vancouver NDP Member of Parliament Libby Davies said in a post-media news interview, and I'm quoting, "This government has an opportunity here to take off their ideological blinders and support a vital public service that has saved lives and given people hope." Tell us about the impacts of ideology on harm reduction approaches and harm reduction work.
Well, I think one of the main impacts is just the extreme stigma that many people in our communities live with every day, particularly those who use drugs by injection, but also people with mental health issues, living on the street, and obviously many people who have all of those issues in their lives. And I think they struggle every day just to be heard and just to access the services that they have a right to. So the stigma that is a burden for them is something that gets in the way of providing services every day.
Dr. Julio Montaner, who has conducted research about InSite, told the Globe and Mail that the ruling, quote, is a very clear message to Stephen Harper that the time has come for him to abandon his ideology regarding addiction, HIV, and other related matters and move on with the evidence. Now, James, what is the importance of this ruling to the work of AIDS service and prevention organizations?
Well, ASOs, like ourselves, API, have always advocated for harm reduction services, and we provide harm reduction services across the island at this time. And we have always advocated and desired to have supervised consumption sites such as InSite in our communities. So that is something that we are very clear on, and we have worked hard to build consensus around. I think the ruling adds to our argument. It's a ruling that, as I say, puts evidence at the heart of that discussion, moves us away from ideology, and I think those who have a different opinion will now find it that bit much harder to come to us with arguments that really make sense.
People First Radio on Community Access Radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia, 101.7 FM, CHOY.ca.
Harm reduction is a set of practical strategies that reduce the negative consequences of drug use, incorporating a spectrum of strategies from safer use to managed use to abstinence. Harm reduction strategies meet drug users where they're at, addressing conditions of use along with the use itself. Harm reduction strategies also apply to sexual behavior in the sense that individuals can engage in safer sexual behaviors along a continuum of risk. AIDS Vancouver Island provides harm reduction services in its offices around Vancouver Island, but it doesn't offer a supervised injection program. Vancouver's InSight supervised injection facility is the only facility of its type in North America, and now that the Supreme Court of Canada has ruled that InSight can operate on an ongoing basis, questions are being raised about the possibility of supervised injection programs being introduced in other Canadian cities. We're speaking with James Bockshell, Acting Executive Director with AIDS Vancouver Island.
James, you told Post Media News that this ruling removes what has until now been a barrier to supervised injection sites and safe consumption sites in British Columbia. Tell us more about that.
Well, I think the barrier up until now, I think there's been a sense that until a ruling from the Supreme Court came down around InSight, that there was doubt as to how to move forward in communities, in other communities on the island and across Canada with potential plans for safe consumption sites. So obviously that has been removed. That doesn't mean, I think, in any sense that we will see a rapid rollout of supervised injection sites. I just think that one of the barriers is now being removed.
Tell us about AIDS Vancouver Island's proposals for a supervised injection site and for the return of a permanent site for needle exchange in the city of Victoria.
Yeah, so we have long, you know, since the closure of the fixed site needle exchange, we have worked hard to reinstate a fixed site needle exchange. We work very closely with our partners in the community and the city itself, the health authority, to work on making that a reality. That is something that's very public and very important to us. I think we're also now, but part of that, our desire would be to see the rollout of supervised consumption facilities in our communities.
I'm wondering if you could speak just briefly to the concept of a supervised consumption facility as opposed to a supervised injection facility.
Well, I think the consumption part means that there will be space for the consumption of other drugs, the use of which comes with some inherent harms. So that would include, for example, maybe a smoking room for crack cocaine. An injection site is specifically for the injection of drugs.
What are the barriers that exist within Victoria, let's say, but perhaps more broadly based as well? What are the barriers to these types of facilities at this point in time?
Well, I think there's more education work that needs to be done, and I think that the ruling from the Supreme Court adds to that mix and gives us a very strong argument for the evidence to be considered rather than the ideology, as you've spoken about. I think communities need to come together, and they need to ask the questions they need to ask, and those of us who are advocating for these facilities need to meet with those communities and provide answers to those questions.
What are some of the misconceptions that are involved in this whole field of work?
Well, I think one of the main ones is the sense that needle exchanges and supervised injection sites increase drug use. And one of the most powerful messages from the Supreme Court ruling is based on the evidence out of InSight that's just not the case. We know from InSight's experience that there was initial reluctance in, for example, the business community in that neighborhood, but they are now fully on side with InSight. They have seen the positive impact of the facility in the local community, reducing overdose deaths, moving injection from the street inside and into an environment that's safe, and reducing some of the sort of public disorder issues that were a concern.
Are there needs for supervised consumption sites in other cities or areas that AIDS Vancouver Island is operating in?
I think across the island there is certainly a need for a broadening and strengthening of harm reduction services, and safe injection sites, supervised injection sites would be part of that mix.
James, we have just a moment left in our discussion today. I'm wondering if there's anything else that you'd like to add.
Well, I think what I'd like to say really is a shout out to those who work at and support Insight, and just congratulate them on the enormous amount of work that they've done for their community and the enormous amount of work that went into this legal challenge, and the congratulations for the ruling as it came down.
James, thank you very much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you, Kevin.
James Bockshell is the Acting Executive Director of AIDS Vancouver Island, a community-based AIDS service organization founded in 1986. AVI has offices in Greater Victoria, Nanaimo, the Comox Valley, and Campbell River. You can find AIDS Vancouver Island online at avi.org.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.